We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to contact information. Fill in your name, email address, and cell number, and a short note. Or you can call me in the U.S. at 508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. By phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708922. Call ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, go to your address bar and type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Targeted Protest 2019 occurs in October, the 18th through the 22nd in Washington, D.C. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. Registration is $35 and includes a free T-shirt. Early bird registration is $30 through the 31st of July. We encourage you to request a 5-minute meeting with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. You can reach them, this is their website, at https://www.house.gov/representatives. Tonight, we are once again visiting the anonymous document called Grievances of Targeted Individuals to the Government of the United States of America, a call for action. And we have some more background and rationale for the grievances. Unfortunately, I do not have the time to recap the way I would like to, but I will pick up where I left off. And these are the symptoms for people who have remote neural monitoring. Induced dreams, stage scenarios, and engage in subliminal telepathic interrogations. Inject holographic pictures or images into a victim's thoughts. Implant false memories in victims. Discredit the target by causing him to react in strange ways because of the targeting, which in turn makes him appear insane or demented. monitor and manipulate the target's emotions. Receive a victim's thoughts via brainwaves. Transmit voices into the brain that only the victim can hear. Okay, that concludes those symptoms. The next part is titled The Perpetrators. Based on complaints made by hundreds of targets over the years, there appear to be three basic reasons for targeting. Number one, revenge, punishment. Somewhere along life's pathway, targets have perhaps done or said something that their attackers viewed as a threat or an offense. The targets could have been political activists or dissidents, government and industrial whistleblowers, environmentalists, those who trampled over the toes of powerful people, or even a hostile party in a divorce suit. Number two, gain, payoff. In some cases, it appears that the attackers expect to receive some type of financial reward for their actions. This involves cases to include inheritances, inventions, and other intrinsic property through outright theft, extortion, blackmail, and other forms of dishonesty. This purpose is probably not very common. Number three, experimentation. That seemingly no commonality links the victims of targeting strongly suggests that they serve as guinea pigs for experimentation. Various research institutions, pharmaceutical companies, medical facilities, and universities, and probably security firms and military neurological warfare research centers, require human guinea pigs rather than animals to test various inventions, methods, and ideas. The tests are both psychological and neurological, and they must be conducted on every conceivable component of the population for the results to be considered successful. Maybe this is the answer to the diversity. Over the several decades, it appears that an increasing number of attackers with their various agendas have gained access to the devices and methods used for remote delivered electronic assault. Why do we believe that? In some cases, for example, the attackers attempt to convert targets to Christianity, whereas in other cases, targets seem to be targeted because they are Christians. In addition, some attackers make it clear that persons are being targeted because they are politically left-leaning, while other attackers imply that the reason is because targets are politically conservative. Notwithstanding the accurate number of groups of attackers, we can be certain that today the attackers do not represent only one particular group with a single agenda, but several groups with their own agendas. Targeting equals torture. Few people would doubt that the targeting effects seen above constitute torture, regardless of the form of targeting or the reason behind it. Outright torture and non-consensual human experimentation were condemned during the Nuremberg trials held right after World War II. At those trials, the Allies, led largely by the Americans, tried, convicted, and hanged and imprisoned German leaders for their roles in human torture, human experimentation, and other crimes. Ironically, at the very time the Nuremberg trials were being conducted largely by American prosecutors, Americans were carrying out secret medical experiments on non-consenting Guatemalans. President Clinton later apologized to the Guatemalans during his tenure in office. Also, at that time, Nazis were smuggled into the United States and given a new identity and worked for the government on mind control projects. This was called Project Paperclip. They would put their original identification papers on the desk. Then an American authority figure would place a new identity over those papers, and they were paper clipped together. Since the promulgation of the Nuremberg Code, additional international acts have condemned non-consensual experimentation and torture. The Geneva Conventions and Accords, including the Convention Against Torture, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, the Statute of the International Criminal Court, and others. The UN Resolution Against Torture makes it abundantly clear that assault against the human mind or neurological warfare is also torture. Torture in the USA is particularly disturbing in that the United States of America touts itself as the great defender of universal human rights. The official stance by the U.S. government on human rights is duplicitous and proves that the USA simply uses human rights as a political and diplomatic tool. The U.S. can no longer justify or justifiably criticize other countries for their human rights violations. The hypocrisy of the U.S. government is readily seen in the passage of the Torture Victims Relief Act of 1998. The TVRA, which provides funds to rehabilitate foreigners now living in the United States who had undergone torture in their native countries. Yet, American targets who have been tortured for many years on American soil receive absolutely no attention or recognition from the government. Most targets have received a virtual death sentence, and they must endure the torture for as long as they live. The grievances. A large group of Americans has endured a half century of inhuman, mainly clandestine attacks without receiving any hint of relief from those attacks, inasmuch as the government of the United States of America, under whose laws we live, has knowingly and continually failed to protect us. We, targets of oppression, consisting of remote delivered physical and neurological assault and endless overt harassment, do address the leadership of this country with the following grievances. And we have a caller. Catherine, go right ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
All right. Is there a better day and a better time where I can speak to you? I tried to get you today, and I'm sorry it was bad.
I have literally topping the hundreds in calls, and I just have not gotten to you yet. So be patient. Okay. I will get back to you.
Okay. Well, I am serious about that subject.
Okay.
Because I'm being targeted very bad. I mean, I've had a lot of injuries over the years where a car hit me, and then I've had break-ins. I've been assaulted in hospitals, and so I just can't take this. I'd rather be a mole person, since I'm already a non-person right now.
Okay, Catherine, consider yourself a mole person. I will be in touch.
Okay, and thank you.
Thank you, Catherine, for your bravery. Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial. Thank you so much for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information, and please fill in your name, email address, and cell number in a brief message. Or you can call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. And while you're on our site, there is a donate button. We don't run on air or water. If you could donate $5, $10, $20, $25, it would surely be appreciated. And thank you. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Access by phone 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. Caller ID, targeted. If you would like to join us by computer, go to your address bar and type freeconferencecall.com/1-4-2-2-2-2-2. wall forward slash targeted. Targeted protest 2019 occurs in October, the 18th through the 22nd in Washington, D.C. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. Registration fee is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. Early bird registration is $30 through the 31st of July. We encourage you to request a 5-minute meeting with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. The website is https://www.house.gov/representatives. In Targeted Massachusetts, or TM Radio, is on the Republic Broadcasting Network 5 nights a week at 10 p.m. Eastern or 9 p.m. Central. Tonight we are discussing once again an anonymous document called Grievances of Targeted Individuals. And I must say that it covers 99.99% of all the grievances. By far, most targets are ordinary, law-abiding, and tax-paying citizens who love their country. However, although not charged with any crimes and convicted of them, targets have been criminalized by the current system. That system will change. We give notice through these grievances that failure to address our concerns will result in total defiance of the government and all it stands for on our part. Our forefathers said it best in the Declaration of Independence when they stated that whenever any form of government becomes destructive,
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. And I'd like to personally thank John Stadtmiller for allowing us to tell it. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. I'm going to cut out a lot of the ads so that I can get right back to the topic. And in case you've just tuned in, it's grievances. Our forefathers said it best in the Declaration of Independence when they stated that whenever a form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government. Should our grievances go unheard as a last resort, we targets can be expected to engage in civil disobedience. Many targets are elderly. Many targets are isolated, having lost friends, and having been estranged from family members due to their targeting. Many very capable and talented targets are unable to work and are thus unemployed. Many targets are wasting away, ill and debilitated as a result of the continual torture. Many targets are single and alone. Many targets are penniless, having spent thousands on shielding methods and other means of defense from the torture. Other targets are homeless, owing to their conditions. Thus, we have little or nothing to lose. These grievances are not intended to make any type of political statement that favors or condemns any political party or affiliation with a political party. They are not aimed at the current administration of the federal government. For victims have endured the torture under several other preceding presidents and Congress. That suggests that targeting is a feature of the deep state, which operates within the federal government with continuity through the various administrations. Having stated the foregoing, we present our several grievances to the higher authorities and to every conscientious citizen of this land. Grievance number one. Authorities of the government on every level have never admitted the existence of remote delivered physical and neurological effects used on humans. Despite proof found in patents and successful demonstrations of those patents, we have suffered largely in silence the indignities of cruel, overt harassment in every manner and of tortuous physical and neurological symptoms delivered by remote devices and methods that are undoubtedly known to members of the government, particularly the CIA and the FBI. Grievance number three. Our complaints have been ignored by all entities of the three branches of government on every level, local, state, and federal. Letters of complaint to elected officials usually go unanswered. If answered, the replies are nothing more than acknowledgement of receipt of the messages. Grievance number four. We complainants, because of the torture inflicted upon us, have been portrayed by the government and the controlled national media as psychotic or mentally disturbed. Grievance number five. The government on every level has consistently refused to attempt to investigate the identity of our attackers. Even more, we have often been held up to ridicule by those same authorities for complaining against the attacks. Grievance number 6. Because of the continual torture, the lives of the victims of organized overt harassment and electronic attacks carried out by remote have been rendered virtually meaningless. Grievance number 7. Relatives, many of them children, are disabled. Often are targeted along with the principal target. Their lives are doubtlessly considered. Only collateral damage by the attackers. Grievance number 8. We victims are loyal and taxpaying citizens of this country. And we see the stability of the government and the future of this country threatened by the continuation of this injustice. The deep state within the state presents a danger to democracy itself. Grievance number 9. The attacks suffered by victims are not only sustained, but are also proliferating in scope and intensity. By far, the most targets date their targeting from 2005 forward. Grievance number 10. Should the government be involved in the attacks, whether experimental or otherwise, the criminals committing the attacks are hiding behind the so-called Patriot Act. What an insult to the patriots of America. What an insult to veterans coming home from battle. Lastly, what an insult to the Constitution of the United States. Grievance number 11. Congress arrogantly defies the cries of the victims in refusing to pass legislation to make such remote delivered space age, highly classified attacks on victims illegal and to prescribe punishment for those attacks. Grievance number 12. No statistics are kept by law enforcement concerning the number of complaints about remote delivered physical and neurological attacks. Targets feel that this is a refusal to admit that remote delivered attacks occur and is thus a cover-up. A call for action. We have laid out 12 grievances concerning our human rights. Any such grievances call for redress. Here is what we targets want from the United States government. In spelling out our expectations, we are making demands, not requests. Number 1, public acknowledgement that organized overt harassment is being systematically carried out all over this nation and that sophisticated weaponry exists that is being used by remote on American citizens and residents on American soil. Public acknowledgement that entities outside of and within the government have used targets for involuntary experimentation for the last several decades. A good example, MK Ultra in the 60s. Canada paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to victims. A public apology by the president, this is number three, for decades of probably willful neglect on the part of the government in failing to protect the citizens from organized stalking and remote electronic attacks. Number four, a commitment by the national government to seek out the attackers and bring them to justice. Number five, public assurance by the highest authority in the land that never again will citizens and legal residents of this country be left unprotected from organized, overt harassment and remote electronic weaponry. Conclusion. This narrative has laid out 12 grievances relating to organized, overt harassment and the deployment of space-age, remote-operated weaponry against Americans on American soil. It pointedly blames the government of the United States of America for failing to protect its citizens against such acts. Further, it demands from the highest authorities an answer to our call for redress of our complaints. No longer
hide out tonight. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Apparently, somebody didn't like the truth tonight because they shut our internet off like a switch. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, and cell phone number in a short message. Or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. Conference ID targeted. If you would like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Targeted protest 2019, October 18th through the 22nd, Washington, D.C. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. Registration is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. Early bird registration is $30 through the 31st of July. We encourage you to request a 5-minute meeting with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. The website is https://. www.house.gov/representatives. And I think I hear a commercial coming in. Okay. Thank you, folks, and good night from my iPhone, thanks to the perps, and God bless you all. My name is Frank Allen.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.